This is Tom Pettit, NBC News, Los Angeles, Emphasis Critic West. I see that Frank Sinatra, age 50, is going to marry Mia Farrow, age 21. While May-September marriages are nothing new in Hollywood, Cary Grant was 61 last year when he married Diane Cannon, who was 27. Leopold Stokowski was no youngster when he married the lovely young Gloria Vanderbilt. Charlie Chaplin was old enough to be Una O'Neill's grandfather when they were married. It also works the other way. Sybil Burton married a younger man after she parted company from Richard Burton, who is older than Elizabeth Taylor, who was about Eddie Fisher's age, but younger than either of her previous husbands, Mike Todd or Michael Wilding. But in the crooner's classification, Bing Crosby set the precedent for Mr. Sinatra when he married the young actress Kathy Grant. The Sinatra-Farrow marriage has a lot of interesting aspects. Her mother is the actress Maureen O'Sullivan, who herself is old enough to be in Mr. Sinatra's age group. But her daughter is 29 years younger than Mr. Sinatra. And his son, Frank Jr., is a year older than Miss Farrow. His daughter, Nancy Jr., a divorcee, is 5 years older than Miss Farrow. This means that when Miss Farrow becomes Mrs. Sinatra, her stepchildren will be older than she is. It's pretty complicated. The unique marriage customs of Hollywood, though, are pretty well known. And the Sinatra-Mia Farrow romance has set off a new game here, the May-September game, pairing off unlikely brides and grooms of contrasting ages. In one category, you pair show business people with political figures, like Tom Dewey and Kim Novak, or Richard Nixon and Tuesday Weld. The possibilities are limitless. Defense Secretary McNamara and Annette Funicello, Barry Goldwater and Jill St. John, General Eisenhower and Natalie Wood, Uthod and Sue Lyon. The perfect match would be Senator George Murphy and Shirley Temple. The easiest category is matching show business people with other show business people. Walter Brennan and Elizabeth Taylor would be an example. This would free Richard Burton to marry Mrs. Alva Miller and so on. Now we come to the freestyle May-September pairings. This category requires more imagination, like Nelson Eddy and Nancy Sinatra Jr., or Frank Sinatra Jr. and Maureen O'Sullivan. Mae West and Pat Boone, Walter Lippmann and Sandra Dee, Casey Stengel and Ursula Andress, Stan Musial and Claudia Cardinale. One triumphant player of the May-September game matched Birch Society leader Robert Welch with Bettina Optecker, the young communist student leader at the University of California. Then there is the multiple May-September match, like the King sisters marrying the Smothers brothers and their two uncles, or the Andrews sisters and the Righteous brothers plus Fabian, the Cincinnati Reds, and the entire Russian girls track team. But singles matches seem to work best in the May-September game, like Nancy Dickerson and Morgan Beatty, or May Craig and Sander Van Oker. By now, you should have the idea of how to play the May-September game yourself. This is Tom Pettit, NBC News, Los Angeles.